And on this Labor Day, here's a moment for people whose daily work is sometimes taken for granted. The often overworked and usually overlooked who labor in full view in the offices, homes, and gardens of America, and not for very much money. Here's a tribute to a lady who cleans at Mount St. Mary's College here in Los Angeles. And this is from novelist Marcos McPeak Villatoro, who teaches creative writing there.
Sebastiana is a small Mexican woman in her early 50s. She has a shy, lovely smile, a uniform of blue shirt and dark blue pants and auburn hair tied back. When she arrives, the other professors greet her in loud voices. "Hello, how are you today?" "Fine, thank you," she says, taking out the garbage and putting in another plastic liner. For all the civility of this exchange, there is tension, too. People of two different tongues, unable to communicate, and in a small room together. There's a barrier of language, but between the professionals and the maid, the Americans and the foreigner, there is also one of class. Nobody likes it, everybody sees it, not least Sebastiana. "Hola, maestro, ¿cómo le va?" "How are you doing, boss?" she asks me, taking care to use the respectful usted instead of the casual tú form that would suppose an equality between us. This, though Sebastiana is several years my senior. As Sebastiana handles my trash, we talk a few moments. Sebastiana has a common litany of concerns. A daughter in high school, a husband with heart problems, sending money back to the family in Guanajuato. In Mexico, Don Marcos, ay, times are hard. She worries about her job, too. "Why," I say, "you do fine work." And in my kindly bourgeois way, I compliment her for her adroit handling of our trash and our bathrooms and my office rug. "I don't know," she says. "My English isn't so good. Sometimes people raise their voices to me, and I think maybe they're angry or frustrated that we can't talk to each other." I let her in on a secret. There's a belief in the United States that, when faced with a non-English speaker, you just talk very loud and enunciate your words very crisply, and people will suddenly, magically understand you. Sebastiana laughs at the absurdity of this, and on the way out she touches my shoulder like a mother. I walk over to the copy room with a sense of breakthrough, of a barrier lowered. Inside, Kim Sai from Vietnam, a cleaner new to the college, new to America, balances precariously on the window's ledge, her gaze fixed on the blinds that she is scrubbing just behind the copy machine. "Hello, Kim Sai, how are you today?" She just about catches herself from falling, startled by the well-intentioned but overly loud greeting of this arrogant American.
Marcos McPeak Villatoro is a writer and lecturer here in Los Angeles. His latest book, Minos, a Romilia Chacon mystery, is released this month.